It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Must have been about 4 or 5 years ago, they gave me a personal tour of the Mystic plant in Chicago, one of their operations they have. That particular plant, just a little bit to the northwest of Chicago's Midway Airport, handles the engine oils. And I got to see that product being formulated as it was going into barrels and small containers, the JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils. And I saw them taking samples and taking those samples into the laboratory for testing to make sure that the quality is still there in those specially formulated lubricants that are designed to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to not let you down, producers. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Well, it's an interesting list. The top 10 cities in America where you can earn $100,000 and still feel broke. The credit card comparison site, Magnify Money, analyzed 100 cities to see how far $100,000 would stretch. San Jose, California is the worst, followed by Washington, D.C. And from our region, Minneapolis made the top 10 as the 8th worst city in America for stretching your income. From This Week in Agribusiness, farmland values in the Western Corn Belt appear to have leveled off. FCS America, the lender, Farm Credit Services of America, serving farmers in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, says farmland values have remained generally consistent since 2015. Iowa has seen the largest drop in values since the peak in 2013. That's been an 18% drop. A billboard at East Moline, Illinois, doesn't mince words. The billboard went up yesterday showing a photo of a girl missing since 1996. And alongside that photo are the words, "You know something. It's time to say something." Police at Moline are convinced the case of Trudy Appleby could be broken open if someone would speak up. Trudy was 11 years old when she went missing 22 years ago this month. Police last month named a person of interest who is now deceased, but no suspects have been named. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for killing two horses in Putnam County, Indiana. The sheriff there says someone shot and killed the horses, Cat and Mama, at Bainbridge, Indiana, on the 1st of July. A Michigan man has died the same day and just 1 hour after his partner of 35 years was killed in a car crash. Barbara Butler died from injuries sustained in a collision at a Huron County, Michigan intersection. She and Ron Niemi had been together since the early 80s, and when he learned of his partner's death, Niemi told his son Rick, "I don't know what I'm going to do without her." He collapsed and then died. Rick Niemi said they had a lot of love for each other. You really didn't see one without the other. That's the Morning Midwest Digest for Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.